Satyoga is the realization of theistic non-duality. It is the realization that God is real and that we exist within the mind of God and are not different from that essence that is the Supreme Consciousness. So there is non-duality, but that non-duality is of a nature that transcends the ego mind's capacity to understand. And therefore, our relationship to reality, because reality is God, is a relationship of devotion. And the accurate way to relate to everything and every being is the recognition that we are always in the presence of God. And that the only obstacle to the realization of that Supreme Presence is the I thought that creates the illusion of separation, the illusion that one is a consciousness identified with an organism that was born and that will die. And if you keep that consciousness as your frame of reference, rather than devotion to the Creator, who is the real power from which you have sprung and by which you exist, and whose will you are fulfilling whether you know it or not, that thought of the I and all of its narcissistic intentions and concerns and fantasies and projections are the obstacle to peace and to goodness, to purity, to love, to empowerment, and to liberation. So, to be true to God means to let go of the ego illusion. And with devotional love, merge the consciousness that had the sense of separation back into unity with the source of your being. And abide in that unified state. And you will realize that that unified field of consciousness that contains all that appears is what you are. Not the body, but the non-local infinite consciousness that contains the entire cosmos. And that you are unborn and deathless. But this realization can only come when the ego has been silenced and its tendencies to create thoughts and beliefs and fantasies based on the frame of reference of a born and mortal being. Without that having been extinguished, the realization of God cannot be established. And the consciousness will not be able to transcend the phenomenal plane of suffering. Therefore, the satyogi remains always in yoga, in union with that Supreme Presence. That is the act of devotion. That is also knowledge. Because there is nothing that is not the one Supreme Self. That Self is your real nature. the false fabricated nature of the narrative that constitutes the ego is a delusion. The letting go of that delusion is freedom. Because that delusion that you are the ego that was born means that you adopt all of the beliefs, all of the projections internalized by that ego mind, and the mind becomes a neurotic, suffering entity. And it transmits its own anxieties, its own depression, its own sense of lack and inadequacy, its own horror of trauma, and its own ego defenses against knowing that horror into the body, and creates psychosomatic symptoms. And it projects it on other people and creates conflicted relationships. And it projects it into the mind and creates confusion and stupidity because it cannot see clearly what is real and what is false and what is only its own projections that become self-fulfilling prophecies. And it wastes its life in trying to fulfill intentions that are not your own. So the first act of the Sat Yogi is to renounce the ego and focus the mind in total devotion to the self. And in that devotional love, the love of God is felt. Because your love for God and God's love for you are not different. And so in that connection of love, the union that creates the realization, the felt sense of non-duality is achieved. But the non-duality is already here and real, whether or not the ego knows it. And it is ultimately irrelevant whether the ego knows it, because the reality is what prevails. And the truth is that you are the one consciousness, the supreme, because you could not be anything else. But the sooner that you claim that birthright, the sooner you are free of karma and the patterns of suffering that will otherwise continue to repeat. And so the Sat Yogi acts now, in the present, does not put off to the future, does not delay, does not create alibis that first I must become pure, first I must do this or that, first, I have to fulfill certain egoic desires. No, because the sanskara of putting it off creates a tendency to continue putting it off, and tomorrow never comes. It is now or never. And so the Sat Yogi is completely determined to be realized in God consciousness now. And that determination creates the reality. Because all there is consciousness. And when your consciousness is wholeheartedly determined upon realization of your true nature, your absolute unborn and deathless self, then that realization occurs instantly. And then there is no going back. No fall, no further entrance into the demonic mindset of a non-existent being. But you realize that you have always been only the one absolute shining, luminous, infinite intelligence. And all illusion falls away. And there is no further concern for what happens in the illusory world, because it is recognized as a dream. And one remains awakened. And once one has awakened to the nature of the dreamer, the bliss and the awesome wisdom of that intelligence of God is so astonishing, fascinating, and absorbing that the consciousness would never return to a lower state. Give yourself the gift of the grace of realization of your real self. While there is the luxury of having the time and space to meditate in peace and serenity, so that the establishment of consciousness in silent eternal presence can be attained without any disturbances. There are no obstacles except for the ego's own refusal to stop its chatter. But the moment you extract your identification from the ego to that supreme self, the power to stop the mind will be yours. The power of freedom is yours. It is yours now, if you claim it. There is nothing to attain that does not already belong to you, if only you will allow yourself to know who you are. May you have the wisdom to make the choice to transcend the illusion of the world and be free of karma, of attachment, of worry, anxiety, fear, and all of the mental disorders of the ego, and abide as the blissful one, the intelligent and creative one, the one who is shining with divine love. And abide in a state that can never be disturbed. Claim the lotus throne. Sit on the throne. And know the powers that come with that choice. Realize and don't miss out on the full potentiality of your infinite being. And use that power to uplift all. So that the world illusion can be liberated from the suffering that all the souls still lost in illusion are enduring, and bring the gift of grace to shine throughout this cosmic dream. Let us be benefactors of a world in pain. Free yourself from from the pain of the ego, and then let the energy of divine light and love be the healing power that ends the pain for all. May you know the peace that comes of extracting your soul from the ego in devotion to the Supreme Lord and feeling the power of the magnetic energy that draws you into the orbit of God, and feel the healing presence of the light and the love of God cleanse the soul from all of its suffering and bring you into that state of grace from which there is no fall. And may you know the deeper peace that comes of extracting the Atman from the soul and abiding as the Holy Spirit, entering into such closeness to the Supreme One that you feel the presence of all of the angelic powers, all of the luminous beings of light, the ascended ones, those whose consciousness has already joined in the inner circle around the throne of God. And may even the Atman, in absolute absorption into the Supreme One, lose all of its relation to the world, to time and space, and enter into that final and absolute union with the supreme power and intelligence and blissful love that never leaves the throne and is liberated forever from the karmic wheel. And may you offer the gift of that knowledge to all who seek it.